"Dr. Watson," she said, "I want to say sorry for the mistake I made. I thought you were Sir Henry. Please forget what I said. I did not mean you were in danger. Now, I must go, or my brother will miss me."
"I cannot forget your words, Miss Stapleton," I said. "If Sir Henry is in danger, I must tell him."
"You know the story of the hound?" she asked me.
"Yes, but I do not believe it," I replied.
"But I think it's true," she said. "Please persuade Sir Henry to leave this place. So many of his family have died here mysteriously. He must not put his life in danger by staying here."
"Sir Henry won't leave this place without a real reason," I said.
"I can't give you a real reason. I don't know anything for certain."
"One more question, Miss Stapleton," I said. "The story of the hound is well known. Why didn't you want your brother to hear what you said?"
"My brother wants the head of the Baskerville family to live in the hall," she said. "He wants Sir Henry to continue the good work that Sir Charles began. He doesn't want Sir Henry to go and live in another place. So he doesn't want me to talk about the hound. I must go now, or my brother will guess I have been speaking to you. Goodbye."
She turned and went back towards her house, and I walked on to Baskerville Hall.